Online dating has become an increasingly popular method for individuals to connect with others, offering convenience, increased access to potential partners, and a controlled and safer environment. However, as its usage continues to grow, concerns have been raised regarding its potential negative consequences on mental health outcomes. This paper investigates the correlation between online dating and negative mental health outcomes such as burnout, anxiety, and depression. While acknowledging the benefits of using dating apps, this paper highlights the potential drawbacks and negative implications associated with their use. Citing studies and research, I emphasize the importance of credible and peer-reviewed information to help individuals make informed decisions about their mental health and well-being while using dating apps, particularly during the pandemic when people would turn to online dating to find companionship. This paper discusses the motivational factors for individuals utilizing dating apps, such as, like mentioned, the convenience, the access to partners, and the ability to control your environments in a safer way. It also highlights the potential negative consequences of online dating as well. So when looking at the data, in my paper, I referenced a meta-analysis of 34 studies that found that online dating was associated with increased levels of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. As well as data from that analysis, a cross-sectional study conducted through swipe-based dating applications related to individuals who used swipe-based dating applications daily, and those who use them for more than a year has statistically significant higher rates of psychological distress and depression. Data collected from the single reports explain that nearly 4 out of 5 adults aged 18 to 54 experience some degree of emotional fatigue or burnout when utilizing these dating apps and participating in online dating and hookup culture. So switching gears a little bit, looking at the relevance to different various populations, one area that I focused on was its relevance to the LGBTQ plus population. The paper mentions that SBDA has been particularly beneficial for the LGBTQ community because of its ability for individuals to browse through potential matches, communicate with them online, and potentially arrange to meet in person. A report conducted by the Pew Research Center found that LGBTQ adults are more likely than their straight counterparts to say that they've ever used a dating site or app. SBDA can offer a safe and discreet way for individuals to connect with and offer different experiences and share their own sexual orientation or gender identity. However, because this community particularly uses dating apps, it is particularly vulnerable to different forms of predatory behavior and or abuse online or cyberbullying. Branching off of that, looking at the influence that COVID-19 had on us and during our pandemic, online dating became an even more popular method of finding connection with others, as well as people were confined to their homes and unable to meet new people in person. With restrictions on social gatherings and events, many individuals turn to dating apps as a way to combat loneliness and find companionship. However, the increased reliance on dating apps also has some unintended consequences, such as burnout, anxiety, and emotional fatigue. The pandemic also affected the way people use dating apps, with some individuals using them to chat and stay connected with others, without any intention of meeting a person due to safety concerns. Many people were using this as a way to fill the time and to have that person to talk to. Overall, the pandemic led to an increased usage of online dating apps, and it also highlighted the potential negative consequences of relying on them too heavily for social interaction. And so the paper concludes that through online dating apps, there are a number of benefits, such as the convenience, increase to potential partners, and again, having that control over safe environments. But it is very important to be aware of its negative consequences as well. And the research and studies presented in this paper indicate that online dating can lead to an increase of psychological distress, depression, and emotional fatigue. So, a little bit about why I personally chose this topic. I chose this topic because there are a lot of important things that not only my generation, but everyone should know in regards to technology and online dating. So one of the main reasons why I chose this one was its influence on the LGBTQ community. And that gives me a personal connection. As identifying as a gay male, it's important to be transparent and discuss, you know, all the things affecting, you know, my people and the things that can be improved and other things that should be studied. And so it's clear that dating within the community is extremely limited, especially when considering the different barriers that can interfere with dating, such as internal or external conflict and stigma. The heteronormative assumptions in a society also contribute to the treatment and the importance of this, as well as, you know, the lack of visibility in society, which makes connection harder for LGBTQ individuals naturally. And so these individuals often have many intersectionality aspects that add additional barriers to forming relationships. And they may experience discrimination or prejudice based on multiple aspects of their identity. For example, me being African American already deals with stigma and discrimination on that. And then when you add another layer onto it, which is me identifying in the LGBTQ community, just increases that likelihood of adversity. And in regards to online dating, it's, you know, evident that young adults experience with or are currently using online dating apps to find connections. It is imperative that our generation knows the risks associated with these applications and its effect on our mental health and well-being. This paper presents statistics on the prevalence of online dating among different age groups, sexual orientations, and genders, and highlights that younger adults are more likely to use dating apps, with those being under 30 reporting having used them. LGBTQ adults are more likely to have used online dating apps compared to straight individuals, and additionally, men and those with higher levels of education are slightly more likely to have tried online dating. So it's important that this topic is discussed, analyzed, and researched because it is relevant to not only to those who are listening, but to the general population at Wichita State and beyond. So this is an important topic, and I'm really thankful that I got to research this.